Let's see, I think this is the right door right here. Has combination lock on. Let's see, it says the combination is 7 right, left 12, and up 3. There, I think that's got it. Now, let's see, it says go down the hall towards the three-sided mirror. Down here. And open the first door without a doorknob on your right. That must be this one here. This must be Norman's organic mind garden, where the skies are not cloudy all day. Far out. Look at that.
Hey, it's really wild in here. It's okay, you can come on in.
At first it doesn't make any sense, which is perfectly all right. What bothers me is when it does make sense, like behind this door.
Sure looks like it's gonna rain.
Oh, I don't think so.
And with every drop of rain, you know I love you more. Let it rain all night long. Let my love for you grow strong.
Well, the skies are not cloudy all day here in Norman's Organic Mind Garden, but it is a little wet tonight. Some rain is falling, you see. I don't mind the rain, though. I'm not real fond of wind, but I kind of like the rain most of the time. Rain seems to tie things together. Ever notice that? Makes it kind of intimate, you know, when it's raining. And it also makes things grow so good. We can just stay under this tree and watch what's going on here in the garden. See that man with the microphone over there? I hope he doesn't become a conductor. I wonder what he's going to say, though. I expect we'll probably find out soon. Yeah. See, he's starting to talk right now.
Ryan Sutter is classic in its structure and universal in its humanity.
It's time for another visit to Norman's Organic Mind Garden, a magic place where ideas grow. Shall we go on in? Hello? We're trying to make contact now. Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Hello? Am I getting through? Hello? 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 Hello. Oh, that's better. I thought for a minute we were having a little trouble communicating. You know, I think that's about the biggest problem we have in the world now, communicating with each other. If everyone communicated better, we would soon rediscover how much alike we all are and how we're all living on the same small planet, a spaceship called Earth, and how each one of us has pretty much the same kind of problems after all is said and done. If we communicated to each other all the knowledge we have, knowledge that is now being used mostly to keep us fighting with each other, we'd probably stop fighting because we'd understand that what hurts one of us hurts all of us. It's not always easy to communicate. There's lots of interference around from lots of things you may have noticed. Egos put up a lot of static. Selfishness and greed create lots of interference, and then there's just too much noise around most of the time. Have you noticed? Most everybody talks too much, for one thing, and doesn't listen. And of course you can't learn if you don't listen. And then people are so distracted by all the noise and interference that they find it hard to pay close attention to anything anymore. And of course, if you don't pay attention, you don't get any answers.
Talking, seems we waste our lives and endless days. Still talking, groping in the dark to find a way to live together in peace and understanding. Talking, while we're talking, we're fighting.
You've heard a lot of talk and probably said some things yourself about the fighting and dying going on here in the San Francisco Bay. Most of the talking seems to be aimed at finding out who's responsible for the death of about 95% of our birds and water life and spoiling the beaches and so on. And it seems to me that more important than whose fault it is right now is how we can make sure it never happens again. That it happened is, of course, a tragedy, but it's past history now. And don't you think we could spend our energy a little better by planning for the future? The future is coming, you know. No way out of that. No way at all.
Live
filthy creature, sleeping land of water around me. Oh, maybe too late. Now finally you feel mine. I just disappeared. But if you just come in, do you care?
I think it's just great how quickly the week goes by. It seems too to me. Here it is, Saturday night again, and you and I are about to embark on another mystical journey through the mind's garden. If you've been here before, you will notice many new and perhaps some very strange glowing things tonight. If you're visiting the garden for the first time, I will advise you at this point that this is a garden of the mind, a place where outrageous, audacious, brain-tingling little idea seeds are planted and grow to gigantic, living, full-color fantasies that blow your mind, and mine too.
Is it a warm, kind of glowing, kind of peculiar sensation?
Oh, no, it's sort of a shiverish, kind of quiverish, flippity, shiverish sensation.
The delicious little hummingbirds in your house.
Butterflies in the sea.
And bees in your body.
Stars in my bridge.
It doesn't make you want to dance.
I hadn't noticed.
And bees.
Oh, it does, it does.
I was in a chimney for 7 nights. What did you do during the day?
The guardian from ice, while you're there, the silent end. But the family is the first to mind up. His new life and arrogant lady. That's what you think. It is a thunder. That's what I can say. That's the boy in the alone, mounted engine. Under the tire hammer, under the tire spikes, right? He died!
My, we're going to have to be on our toes tonight. I can see there's strange things ahead, but do not be afraid. Norman's Mind Garden is a little weird, admittedly, but only things that make you happy in the long run grow here. Can you remember the good old days of radio? I guess every entertainment medium has the good old days, but we refer to the good old days and to the times when you had programs, different kinds of drama, comedy, and quiz shows, and, you know, pretty much what you have on television or had on television when it started a few years ago. That's what you did in the evenings. You listened. That's when you used your imagination, of course. That was probably at least half of the fun of listening to radio. So let's try a little time trip back there to when they were and we did before they did and we couldn't. Remember?
Radio, remember radio. We sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. Comedy, mystery, a quiet sight. Together we sat listening nightly to our favorite show. Oh, I miss you so.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Inner Sanctum Mysteries.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host to welcome you in through the squeaking door to another half hour of horror. Come in, won't you? Sit down. I hope you'll forgive me if I don't get up, but I'm terribly tired. I spent last night with a friend who's a book collector, specializes in bestsellers. He certainly showed me some interesting ones. In fact, he tried to bury me in one. Because all the very best sellers have corpses in them.
The Adventures of Sam Spade, Detective. Brought to you by Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic.
Sam Spade, Detective Agency.
No, sweetheart. It's only me.
Oh, Sam. Why so modest?
If you will just contain your natural feminine curiosity for a few moments, I'll be right down to dictate my report on the bow window.
There he goes, into that drugstore. He's stepping on the scale. Weight, 237 pounds. Fortune, danger. Who is it?
The Fat Man.
Just listen to our pets. They're calling your pets from coast to coast. Hello, everyone. This is Jess Kirkpatrick speaking for Hearts Mountain Pet Food. You believe me when I say these are real live canaries in the studio.
Just Plain Bill, Barber of Hartville. The story of a man who might be living right next door to you. The real life story of people just like people we all know.
But Roger in the 25th century.
And the shower of silver dollars from Popsicle Pete's money box.
Buck Rogers, who is held in suspended animation for 500 years and is now adventuring in the amazing world of the 25th century. By turning a little dial to project us ahead in time, we're able to be right with Buck and his friends in the wonderful world of the future. A world that sees a lot of our scientific and mechanical dreams come true. You know, there's nothing supernatural or mystic about Buck. He's just an ordinary, normal human being who keeps his wits about him.
You are isolated on a remote plantation in the crawling Amazon jungle, and an immense army of ravenous ants is closing in on you, swarming in to eat you alive. A deadly black army from which there is no escape.
Presenting Dr. IQ. Mars Incorporated, bakers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, bring you another half hour of fun with your genial master of wit and information, Dr. IQ, the mental banker. And now, here is that wise man with a friendly smile and the cash for your correct answers, Dr. IQ.
Thank you for dueling in. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Today's a very special day, young ladies, grab your seats, because it's Guest Husband's Day. And we've asked our assistants to pick out our contestant here in our studio audience, and to bring her and her husband here to our stage. And can you tell us who they'll be, Clayton Bud Goulding?
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore.
Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore. Let's bring them on up here, ushers. Hello there, Mrs. and Mrs. Belmore. Where did they say you were from?
Alton, Illinois.
Alton, Illinois. What's that near?
Well, it's near Elgin.
Near Elgin. Wonderful. And you know how we play our little radio television game here? It's kind of a musical chairs game.
Yes, I listen to it all the time.
What do you do, Mr. Belmore? What's your work?
Me, I'm a jockey.
And do you race there in Illinois?
That's
do you?
Right. Up and down.
What do you mean up and down?
Well, it's only a straight stretch. It's farm, and it's not thoroughbred.
Oh, they're kind of racing for the fun of it.
Kind of like plow horses, and it's more or less fun in the evening, Saturday night.
I'll bet it is. What do you do for hobbies out there, Ms. Belmore?
Well, I like to put up jelly and one thing or another.
Oh, that's wonderful. Haven't brought any with you here this morning for a sample, have you?
I wish I had.
I guess we don't have that kind of luck,
do we? Everyone who's ever tried that jelly has always said
before. Uh-oh, there's the signal from those.
We all know about that.
Fine.
I'll do that.
Well, we've had our signal, meaning it's game time, and we're all set to play. Ladies, grab your seats. Only in this case, it's the ladies and the gentlemen. This is Miss Clayton Belmore from Illinois. Now, you know, we're going to play a little song, and every time the song stops, you have to take one of those chairs. We'll start with two chairs, and we'll take one away each time. You understand?
Yes.
All right.
Got it, yep.
Okay, let's go. Rosario, please.
Well, now, Mr. Belmore, you probably win a house full of furniture.
I've got you on a mobile. Okay.
Yeah, it's a quick ending, pal.
Keep trying. Well, you're not helping at all.
You both found a chair there. You both have a place, kind of a standoff or a sit-off, as it were. And so I think we'd better take one chair away, Clayton Bud Goulding. What do you
think? One chair.
Makes the game a little bit more exciting, Mr. and Mrs. Belmore. Now, when the music starts, you go after that one chair this time for the big prize. All right, Rosa, if you will, please.
Be careful this time, Effie.
You watch it yourself. Music can stop any time at all. You may not be as long as you have to collect that.
Will you get a towel, please? Mr. Belmore, it's too bad. Unfortunate for the warm weather here in New York, too. But we want you to have an electric pop-up coaster. Congratulations for having played our game. There's our music and cheese. Our time is up. It's gone all too fast. Hope you'll all be here again tomorrow. Our ladies and gentlemen, bye!
Radio to use your imagination, too, is coming back again, you know. Yes, just stick around a while here in Norman's Mind Garden. You will be amazed. If we don't get it together real soon, you know, there won't be any gardens left on our planet. I think we can, though. I'm optimistic, and I think we will. I think we're going to make it. And we won't have to look for gardens. The whole Earth will be one. Won't that be a great day, though?